This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. For some transgender people, finding health care that fits their needs can be a big challenge. That's especially true for kids. This week, Seattle Children's Hospital opened a gender clinic that will offer coordinated care for kids as young as 8 up to age 21. It's the first of its kind in Washington and one of only 5 in the U.S. Dr. David Breland is the clinic's medical director. He told KUOW's Emily Fox why Seattle Children's decided to open the gender clinic now.
Really, because we are listening to the public. We are listening to the people who need this clinic. And because of my study that was published this month in Journal of Adolescent Health and Medicine, and we found that there were really astonishing barriers to care. One was a lack of knowledgeable providers. Two was a lack of coordination. The medical provider wasn't really talking to the mental health provider and vice versa. Also, consistently applied protocols. Also, insurance exclusions. And then also patients who were misgendered in healthcare settings. They would be called because of the legality of having their legal name and birth gender marker on their paperwork. They'd be outed in a waiting room, and that would cause a lot of anxiety.
And tell me about this treatment.
So it's two categories. Patients who are younger, who are just starting puberty, they have to be in puberty to block puberty. So if they're in puberty, we can use pubertal blockers that just halt puberty altogether. And it really buys time for them to decide if that's the affirmed gender that they want to go through with the help of a really supportive mental health therapist. The second set of treatments would be cross-sex hormones. That would be testosterone and estrogen and some other medications that can cause some of the secondary sexual characteristics that is usually masculine or feminine.
What misconceptions do you hear about transgender kids and healthcare?
One area is, would they change their mind later? We don't have that evidence. We don't know that that would happen. I usually talk to some of my patients about, you know, one day when you're an adult, what if you say, I don't want to take these hormones? A lot of them will say, but I did what I had to do at the time, and I don't regret it. And I think that is one misconception in the healthcare field that, oh, am I doing the right thing? Is this the right thing? Because we don't have a lot of evidence-based information, but we do have some, and more is coming out.
What happens to transgender kids later on in life if they don't get the care they need early on?
You know, we do have numbers on that. The research shows that there's a large number of them become homeless, particularly if they are rejected by their families. Also, they tend to have high rates of depression. Some of them leave the planet by killing themselves. So there's quite a few things. There was a study out of San Francisco that looked at LGBT, so it wasn't just transgender, but LGBTQ youth, and look at how important family is. And what they found was if the parents accepted them of who they are, they had low rates of depression and suicidality and substance use. But if their parents rejected them, they had high rates of suicidality and substance use and depression. So we know that having the family background is very important. Also having your environment, having safe schools, having safe bathrooms. And then that also turns to the medical field, having safe place to disclose who they are and having some affirmed, you know, care is key.
How did you get interested in treating transgender youth?
During my fellowship at UCSF, I saw primary care patients. Also through the ER, I saw homeless youth that were transgender. And what I found was that they were doing all they can to affirm their gender, meaning buying on the street hormones, that what's the safety in that? Maybe sharing needles. Selling sex for money to pay for these injections. Also using industrial grade silicone to change how their body looks, and particularly transgender females look more feminine. And that was causing a lot of problems. And I felt that because of that, we need to affirm who they are, and we need to give them health care that they deserve. and do it right, not in an unhealthy way, but a healthy way. And we have standards of care to do that. So why not do it?
With KUOW's Emily Fox, that's Dr. David Breland, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Washington. He's also Medical Director of the Gender Clinic at Seattle Children's Hospital, which opened this week. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.